irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with the very wise Cindy DeFerdinand.
Love that. Thank you, Bruce. That?
Yeah.
How's everybody today? Another happy, fabulous Tuesday. Pretty hot here in Southern California.
Yeah, pretty wet here in Texas.
I know. We've been hearing all about.
Shout out to all my friends and family in Houston.
It's starting
to dry out. So.
Oh, it is starting to dry?
Starting to recede. I wouldn't say dry out, but some of the water in the areas where my family lives is starting to recede. So that's good. And
everybody's okay?
Everybody's okay, thank God.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I was watching the news late last night, and I just was like, it's unbelievable. Well, our hearts and prayers go out to everybody in Houston, and we hope it dries up soon and life gets back to some semblance of normal again for those folks.
Absolutely.
So welcome to the show today. Bruce and I are excited to have our show today be surrounded around the subject, of course, of coaching. It's all about coaching, how it supports and helps individuals, and how coaches go out and reach out into their community nationally, globally, to help people move their lives forward. And sometimes, in our work that we do as coaches, and I know I do a lot of startup coaching, and Bruce interacts with people in the business world and executive coaching in his own private practice as well. And today we'd like to talk about, because this comes up a lot, in how do you market your business? How do you push through startup? How do you market your business? How do you get your message out there, who you are, how you can help? And we talk to a lot of people. We talk to a lot of coaches. Bruce and I, in our own private practice, people that come on to our show, I just had a call just before the show started from a coach in some of the projects she's launching. And I know, Bruce, you are very involved with people who are launching businesses and trying to support and help them as well. So today, we'd like to talk about how do you put yourself out there? How do you market your business? How do you get it started? How do you get from thinking about it and you have the skills and the education in terms of implementing it and getting out in front of people and making it happen? So it's a subject we talk a lot about, right, Bruce? Offline.
It is.
Ways to do it. So, I mean, we had a great conversation pre-show, which I wish we could have aired, but it was a pre-show conversation. And I would like, if you don't mind, Bruce, I'd love to start with your perception, your experience, your expertise in the whole online internet piece of it. Because I know you did some grassroots stuff back in the early days of launching your practice, which I'd like you to talk about a little bit too. So let's share our experience, but not just our experience and expertise, but our wisdom, because we may not have done it, but we know something works as well because we've seen it work in the lives of other people and other coaches. So can you talk a little bit about the social media online aspect that you've been really good at? I think you've done a great job.
Well, thanks. And first of all, I believe that beginning coaches have to do some fundamentals, what I call the gumshoe approach, going around. and I'll let you do that, Cindy. I know that's kind of that brick and mortar, live thing that's good and it's very necessary. So I'm going to gloss over that, but I do want to begin my piece by saying I acknowledge that fully. I think people need to do that, particularly people that live in non-metropolitan areas, that live in small areas, right? And a lot of the vendor relationships in a small town are based on those I don't want to, you know, real human relationships and connectivity. So please, folks, you know, I know that, and I'm bearing that in mind, but kind of moving forward. Okay, so moving
forward.
Well,
can you talk a little bit? I know, I'm such a great, he was definitely on a roll there, and I'm just going to.
We scream at each other. We were, yeah, folks, it was a screaming match. Like, hey, they sound like they're married. I do this.
Professionally,
I'm not saying
I think
that.
This, and you should do that, you know. I really consider myself queen of interrupt sometimes, and sometimes I know I need to reel it back in. But when you say that the gumshoe approach, some of our listeners may not know exactly what you mean, right? Right.
So I know all that prison speak, all those years in prison. I don't speak English anymore. Everybody has a nickname, and everything's a metaphor. But anyway, I'm saying getting out there, boots on the ground. Setting live appointments with people, you know, and I'm working with somebody who's doing a wonderful job of this. I just love seeing this. I know you do too. You know,
yeah, I do.
The Vista print, the marketing, the folders, the office, the design, who they're going to approach, how they're going to approach it, who they're going to set
networking right with connections.
Yeah.
Do you live appointments.
The Chamber of Commerce? Do you mm-hmm. not? I mean, all these kind of differential points, and I just love. Seeing that, and I also love to see, particularly this person I'm working with, her creativity and just her IQ is really good. I mean, she's so smart and really doing stuff that I wish I would have done. That I had the wisdom that this woman has going in, and she's starting her.
Yeah,
her
we
business.
Work with a
anyway.
Lot of sharp people. I mean,
oh,
a lot
yeah.
of, and
oh,
by
yeah.
the way, you know, some sharp. Of the stuff that, you know, I get a lot of good ideas from my own clients that I can pass on to
oh,
other
for
clients.
Sure.
It's just,
for sure.
And I do a lot of research like you do, a lot of reading, a lot of webinars and seminars and educating. You know, we have to stay ahead of the curve too. So everybody has a different approach. But I just wanted you to sort of spell out what you meant by that gumshoe sort of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boots
yeah,
on ground approach,
means, yeah.
you know, I want to say brick and mortar, but it isn't about brick and mortar, but it's about, you know, getting
just
in
live,
front of people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. live, face-to-face.
Getting
know,
it set up.
Type of stuff. Yeah.
Getting it set up. And I'll go to that a little bit more in depth because I do a lot of coaching on business startups. So tell us your expertise in the area of social media, online presence, search engines, listings. Web, all the ways that you have put it together, because I know you have said to me that almost all of your business comes from that.
It does now. I mean,
it does it now. Does, yeah, that's what
it
I mean.
Does
now.
Now. So mm-hmm. so let's yeah, and I'm in a metropolitan area and kind of cater to a couple of metropolitan areas. So, you know, that's kind of the way it is now. So let's kind of look at I'll look at the sites the first site's Psychology Today. Now, Cindy had a good point, and that coaches can get on Psychology Today if they are the ICF baseline approved folks.
Right,
okay?
Right. So that would
now,
be at the ACC level.
Yeah, you don't have to do this, folks. Now, the reason why I'm on the site is because I just happen to hold a counseling license or two, you know, that got me on the site originally for that practice, okay? So, however, I will say that has been a very powerful site, okay? That a lot of people go on that site. It's a very powerful site. It's a PR9 rated site for SEO. It's a very powerful site to be on. However, it does cost money to be on it. It's
I think it's only $29 Well, $29 a month or something.
40, but yeah, I mean, it's at least.
I think it's 29, but they do offer a 6-month free trial with the magazine. Yeah. So there's the pitch for Psychology Today.
That's one pitch for them. For myself, I joined Recovery Coaches International because I do some sober coaching and recovery coaching, and that's another connection point. Now, what I'm going to say further, and you guys have heard me, you know, like, oh man, Bruce is going to go on his same old tirade. Of the you know, Twitter, Facebook, you know, Father, Son, Holy Ghost trilogy of
social
media.
Media.
However, but these little things that are free, along with some other things that aren't free, they add up. Okay,
free is
so
good. Free is very good.
Free
Let's start
good,
with free
also,
because a lot of people starting a practice mm-hmm. do have to watch overhead and the startup costs. So
right. So if you and again, folks, it's and you wanna have some similar wording. You want to have your name, and life coach and the location. So those, or life coach, the location you're at and where you practice, and then your name. Very crucial combinations there, so that as you get more internet exposure, Google will index that combination. And so when somebody's looking for a life coach in Ames, Iowa, your name comes up if you were this person.
Now, do you recommend specifically, Bruce, they say life coach? Can they say business coach, grief coach, recovery coach, relationship coach?
Yeah, but you got to think in terms of your consumer, okay? You got to think, what is your consumer going to type? And there's some ways to do, you know, Google AdWords and some research to see what people type when they're looking for life coaches or executive coaches in a particular area. But it's, to me, it's not rocket science, right? I mean, they're either going to type in executive coach or life coach or whatever it is. If you're a super specialist in an area, then they're going to type in something else, creative or whatever. But again, whatever it is, you're convinced that your target customer is going to type in a search engine to find you, then that needs to be in your internet presence across these sites. So that, you know, Bruce Cameron Executive Coach is an example. I've noticed, and I get to see this. I see it on Psychology Today. I see it on LinkedIn. I see all these things. I see these other articles, you know. I've been in Fast Company and Fortune Magazine and all this other stuff. And I'm always very clear. Anybody who's there's some other independent bloggers who have referenced me. WGN Chicago has referenced me. But I'm always painfully clear to say, call me Bruce Cameron Executive Coach, or Bruce Cameron is an executive coach in the Dallas area, or Bruce Cameron is an executive coach who is the co-host of LA Talk Radio's Concierge. But something in that string has my name and the brand Executive Coach. And folks, you know, you can have blog writers write about you in their blog. That's good advertising. If you get 10 or 15 bloggers to write about you, or you can write a story for their blog and get it, and that blog has like 10,000 to 20,000 readers, you know what, folks? That's going to be good advertising for you. Having your name out there with your location is huge, you know? And case in point, Cindy, some of the folks that we've had on the show, and I have loaded in their sites into the show summaries, and those show summaries went into iTunes, guess what? That's huge exposure for our guests, you know.
Exactly.
I know we're going to start. I'm going to start charging. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to start charging.
No, we're spreading the good word of coaching. You know, I keep hearing you say over and over again, put your name. What do you do, and where are you at? It's almost like a business card, right? You know, it's
absolutely.
Like you're. It's kind of like that internet business card. Who are you? What do you do? How can you be reached?
Exactly. And those are, I'm telling you, that's probably more important than you extolling your greatness and talking about all the things that you do and how you do it and your life story and how you overcame Hurricane Harvey and all that. Well, those are good things. You know, we got to really kind of figure out, what do we really need here? And you know why? Because they need to be able to find you. And then once they talk to you on the phone or you set up a meeting, you're going to sell yourself. You know what I mean? So that's where the sale takes place most of the time, Cindy. And I didn't tell you this in our shouting match, but
which our guest missed.
Okay. So let's say
we can duplicate it.
Well, no, people will find me on the internet. That's correct. But you know, they do call me, Cindy, and then I really take the time to have a very informative and you know, meaningful conversation with the potential customer or client. You know, hey, thank you for calling. How did you find me? That's the other thing I ask. How did you find me? That's a huge question. How did you hear about me? Somebody says, well, I heard about you at the doctor's office. Or, well, I heard about you because a friend of mine had a child that saw you, or a friend of mine works for X company and they saw you online. I was doing a Google search and you came up. I like that one, man. I get that a lot. I'll just put your name in Google and it came up. Like, okay, you know. And
you know, people Google people all the time, and I mean, it's huge, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. It is huge. It is the way. It is the pathway. At least for me, right? In an urban area, it's a huge pathway for me, because now you know, unfortunately, I'm kind of busy and hardly have time.
That's a quality problem, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so I don't do meetings anymore. I don't do speeches, and I used to present a lot, you know. But guess what? When I was on those presentations, those go online. It's a PDF file, and I put my name and what I did on those presentations. And these conferences that were like from 2007, 2008, 2009, 2000, man, they're all out there, and they seed my name and my brand. So everything counts. And don't think that somebody's blog is just, oh, well, he or she's blog is beneath me. You never know, because some of those blogs get picked up in RSS news feeds, and you just never know. And folks, again, look, I've learned this through hard or soft knocks, right? I just put myself out there, and now I look at the analytics back to see what has hit. You see what I mean? So I'm one of those crazy guys that just kind of shotguns a lot of stuff. But then after a series of shotgunning, I do look at analytics, and I do have things on my page to tell me where people live that are typing me in Google and stuff like that. And that's very informative from a marketing standpoint. Again, I'm focusing a lot of my efforts in Texas, Southern California, and actually Florida. South Florida has really kind of – so and you know what? Those are the people, for whatever reason, like me. Everybody else hates me, but
those are the people reaching out to you. I wanted to just break up a couple things you said, and you know, it's something we hear all the time in the business world, in terms of launching a business, whether it's coaching practice or any type of business. Because I work with a lot of people who who don't have coaching practices, as well, business people. So one of the things that comes up all the time is you have to put yourself out there. You know, we hear that phrase over and over and over and over, right? Put yourself out there. Some people are very uncomfortable with sticking their big toe in the water, right? You know, some people have a harder time doing it. And, you know, one of the things I always tell people is you've got to do it to some degree. Even if you're uncomfortable, you got to push yourself over the cliff and find things and ways that you will do consistently, stuff you don't hate. I mean, you might have to do a little bit of the stuff you're not comfortable with, but you know, start with the things you know you'll do. Start with the things you don't mind doing. But start. And it is an uncomfortable place for people when they're first starting out launching a business, and they have to get their name out there and market their practice or their business. A lot of people are very uncomfortable with that whole concept of putting yourself out there and branding, right?
Yeah, and I, this person I'm working with building her practice, I got what I would call a gumshoe mailer in the mail. It was a postcard, two sides, and one side was the person's program, the other side was a picture of her and a picture of, you know, seemingly of clients engaged in activity, right? And it was a specialized female adolescent girl type of program. And I thought that was pretty cool. And this person took the time to get those printed and mailed them to competitors. Right, to competitors. Now, I'm the best competitor ever, because words out on the street that I see a lot of men. and I don't see a lot of women. So I'm seeing more and more as time goes on. But anyway... But that said, so she's always mailing me, hey, in case you have any spouses or girlfriends or significant others, and she follows up with a call to see how am I doing and all this other stuff. Hey, you know what? And more power to her, right?
Yeah, she's networking with professionals, professional network for referrals. I had a client session yesterday, and the same conversation came up. Start with your own network. A lot of people, when they launch a business, may be going in a different direction than they have previously worked in, or industry they've been in, profession they've been in, and people often overlook the entire network that they were previously in, you know. So definitely networking is a great way, like creating that rack card or brochure, dropping it to people you know, making those phone calls. One of the simplest things in terms of putting yourself out there that I think a lot of people miss is just passing out the business cards. It's a very inexpensive way to market yourself. And asking for referrals is something that a lot of us forget to do. You know, just we get caught up doing the business and we forget to ask those fabulous clients of ours for if they know somebody that we could be of service to or help, you know. So some things are very simple, but that whole idea of putting yourself out there can be a little intimidating for people at first, not as they get going. Bruce, you don't seem to have a problem with that.
Well, hey, look.
Or at least
I mean,
appears you don't.
Right? There is a new service line I'm kind of working on here recently, and it involves kind of hitting up places like Uber Technology, Amazon, large oil companies, whatever. And it kind of makes me nervous, you know, because these are pretty big people, and walking into the throne room, with a bell attached to myself or whatever, the rope around my waist. I don't know, but
I get it. It's a new service line. Mm-hmm. It's a new project, and so, like, there you go, saying that even when you start something new, initially putting yourself out there isn't necessarily 100% comfortable, but
right.
You got to do it anyway if you want to build
business. Absolutely.
You know, sometimes what I'll say to people is, if you don't put yourself out there, you're not going to be able to help the people you're trying to help and serve.
Wow.
And some people, they flip
That's
it.
That's cruel.
To be about the people they're trying to help. It's not all about us, right?
Wow.
It's not about me.
How directive of you, Cindy. That's pretty mean.
Yes,
That's
it
hate
is
speech.
That's, well,
I'm kidding.
For people who are drawn, I know, but for those of us who are drawn to serve and help, you can't
right.
really help if you're not putting yourself out there.
You're right. You're right. I'm teasing
you. I have to
wait for that one.
You'll just talk right over you, right?
Yeah.
But I think that put yourself out there is an initial effort everybody has to make, and an ongoing effort as you launch new programs, new projects, new service lines, as you call it. You're going to continually have to, if you're in business for yourself, do that. There will be some sales and marketing associated with every business. Whether you're doing it or you hire somebody to do it, it's definitely going to be present. And something else you said, Bruce, that I think we could dive into a little bit further is looking at the analytics. Talk a mm-hmm. little bit about... You know, the listings you talked about, for starting with free listings. I know Yellow Pages is a free listing, in your
community.
Well,
yeah, that. But I think the analytics kind of come into actually my base website, because there are plugins and things you can do on a WordPress website and others that can let you see who's coming to your site and where they're from and how often. And you know, I notice on days we have the show, a little bit of an uptick. I notice on days that I post the show summaries on iTunes, there's an uptick. So I kind of notice some trends and traffic patterns on when things are going to go up to my core base website. So that's really what I was talking about, because you have to have some sort of data to analyze, if you will, and so I when you're developing your website, get a plugin or some sort of these analytics. I mean, many of them are free, and you can just kind of get them and attach them. There's StatCounter. There's a bunch of them out there that you can utilize that are pretty robust, and they really yield a lot of good data. So that's the other thing that I think that has helped me in my somewhat quick spike, is that once, I kind of realized who was starting to like me. It's like the strengths finder approach. I just kind of stuck with them. You know what I mean? Like, there's an uptick in Texas, California, and Florida. Well, I'll just stick with them and build those up first, right? Versus try to be all things to all people, or, start talking like Vinny. How you doing, man? You know what I mean? I'll be your coach. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to,
out
or do anything.
Yeah. You can't be available to everybody. Right.
And water seeks its own level. And that's the other thing I've always told, coaches that I train. Hey, be sensitive to what happens. You may have a vision, right, for what you think your coaching practice is going to do, which is fine. Don't get me wrong. We have to have a mission and a vision. But let's be sensitive, because I am extremely obedient to market forces. You know what I mean? I will certainly listen to that, versus whatever I think is in my will or my vision.
I think what I hear you saying is that you can have a plan, you can execute against that vision and walk down that path, but you have to be aware of other opportunities and pay attention to what's happening out in the market. Right. And you can't always control who's going to call you, the people they're going to send, you know, so you can't get too focused that you miss the bigger opportunities that right. are coming your way, because, you know, business will build as it builds. It's not necessarily always in the path that you dictate. You know, that's what I hear
correct.
You saying.
Correct. One thing I do want to get on is this whole email thing. I talk about MailChimp, and there's all these email programs now. Some of them are free. And so as you start to amass people and people you call on, or let's maybe say you maybe give a presentation somewhere, maybe have some free food or chocolate and have people sign their name and their email address and start to collect your name and email addresses so you can kind of hit these people up via email on updates in your coaching practice. Maybe you have a new class you're going to feature in your coaching practice and those things. And that can be very effective. 1 year, remember the show Survivor, Cindy? Anyway,
yes.
I sent out emails to every person and physician and whatever and client, and I had a life skills, it was called a life skills survival camp, and I had a picture with a palm tree, and I did it for kids, for teenagers, and they would apply for a job, and I had a class on manners, I had a class on how to avoid internet pornography, I had another class on how to avoid being bullied. So I had all these kind of major food groups for adolescents, right? I think I charged like $350 for per kid, and I did it for like 2 days. And man, you know, it was a success, you know. And I'll never do it again because it was nerve wracking doing that kind of work. But yeah. I did it, you know.
How did you market it? And was it in person? I guess.
It was through an email campaign and one silly eighth of a page ad that ran for 2 weeks in a local newspaper. So, but the synergy between the emails and those advertisements, it was a 50-50, you know. How did you find out about the class? Email. So it was a 50-50 between the print media. Now, this was years ago where people actually read magazines, but some of these boutique neighborhoods, they still have like a magazine for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, circular. I call them circulars.
If I was in Newport Beach, hey, Newport Beach Magazine, or, you know, 90210 Magazine, just for the people who live here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was one of those boutique area things, and golly, it paid off. So
that's anyway. What I would call getting in front of people. Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The strategy of if you're going to be in business, if you're going to be a coach, this show is specific to coaches. You have to find a way to get your message and what you have to offer in front of people, you and what you have to offer. So you are the ticket, right? You're your brand. So you got to get out
of,
people can see you, hear about you, know about you.
Yeah, I mean, what's kind of interesting, Cindy, you know, to sell this stuff. Now, my dad owned three advertising agencies, and for a minute, I was an account executive in his firm. It's kind of funny. My dad's passed away for years, but it'd be kind of funny. He'd be laughing because I always said, oh, I'm not going to go into advertising. It's not me. I'm going to be a psychology major in coaching, and now here I am.
Advertising.
What am I doing today? I'm talking about advertising and marketing and all this other stuff.
That is a trip,
you
right?
You can't take the country out of the boy sometimes. But you know what? It really is something I have a lot of passion for. You know, not so much to get the clients, just to say, wow, I was able to reach those people. Another thing I want to mention to y'all folks is Facebook advertising. Facebook advertising is unbelievable. You can actually dial in a geographic area, and they'll tell you. Their analytics are so good, Cindy. Facebook might as well replace the CIA. They could have gotten Bin Laden in a day. I'm telling you. Anyway, but seriously, okay?
Another little boost for Facebook there.
Listen, look, I would not give them anything. You know, they already have everything. But anyway, but this is so good that they can dial in your target market. They can tell you exactly how many people. They can tell you how many people, because they know who logs on, they know who doesn't use Facebook, and they can tell you how many people will see that advertisement, and they're spot on. There's no BS. Like, if they say, yeah, you're going to reach about 29,000 viewers on this circle for 30 days for $200, you know what I mean? That might be worth it. And if you have an eye-catchy graphic and you have some substance behind that, dude, I mean, and dudette, I mean, that is that is effective advertising.
That so is that's money.
That's a paradigm shift, right? Because people, I'm not going to advertise on Facebook. Whoa, whoa, whoa. How many people get their news from Facebook? Don't ignore what the research is saying about people in Facebook, particularly older people. I'm one of them. Thank you very much. You know, I mean, Snapchat will get contaminated one day, but that's where all the younger folks are now. And then the kind of Instagram and Facebook is still kind of for the people who could pay for coaching, right? So I'm just saying. Now, Instagram is another emerging thing. Cindy, you could have an Instagram thing with great Cindy pictures, and you could have a little Cindy video that runs in a Vine loop. Hey, win the day, blah, 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 and have a little, right, little video of yourself. It's something inspirational. People see it. They get to see their daily dose of Cindy for free on her on your Instagram, because if they're following you, then they will stumble across your video, and that's just a great thing. And then some people will see that, and then some people will like it, and then some people actually want to engage with you and spend money on your coaching once they've seen your brand out there on social media. Does that sound kind of crazy?
Nice.
Yes.
No, no.
Is it happening every day? Absolutely. It's got me thinking about Instagram. I'm not doing it. I'm not. I have an Instagram account. It's just still pictures of my Pomeranian. That's about it. I get a lot of cute dogs. Like, all right, thank you very much. You know, but
what do you think about picking your battle? You know, like not doing it all at once. You know, because we have to think a little bit about time management in the day. I mean, you have to conduct business.
Yeah.
You know, first you have to do the business startup. You have to build the business. You know, the pieces of the puzzle. Then you have to create your marketing. How are you going to get out there? How are you going to represent yourself in the marketplace? How are you going to brand yourself, get known? And then you got to go out and do it, which is what I call phase three, which is implementation. But what are your thoughts around, because I know I have some thoughts around this in terms of how you approach social media, what's the most important. And I know depending on who people are trying to reach, the target audience, they're obviously going to go to a different social media channel.
You know, I would like to fall back on something you said, Cindy. I think it's very important. You talk about, hey, you got to go with what's in your comfort level. I think that's profound. You know what I mean? I'm not comfortable going on Instagram right now. In an aggressive coaching, grabbing business way, I'm just not going to do it. Don't feel it. So I'm not going to do it. Is it there? Yeah. Could it really increase my coaching practice? Probably to some single digit, low double digit percentage, but I'm just not, you know what I mean? I'm not feeling that medium. You know, I'm not feeling that genre right now for myself. And so therefore, I'm not going to do it. You know, in a pinch, would I do Facebook marketing? Absolutely. You know, I'm not in that zone yet.
So how do we coach? How do we, lead people into what they're comfortable with? Yeah. I mean, a lot of times people start with, you know, it's kind of an intuitive sense. You know, I like that or I don't. I feel comfortable with that or I don't. That's where my target audience is. So I'm going to go there. I mean, I think that's always an intelligent approach. You know, where are you going to find your people? Go where they are. You know what I mean? Depending on who they are and what age group they are and what their needs are, right? What's their problem? Mm-hmm. What's their needs? You know, that whole go where you will find them. And there's so many, there's so much that people can do. I think what I find a lot of times when I'm doing business consulting and you know, startup coaching is there's a point where people get overwhelmed. You know, some people will just, you know, just shoot out of the gate in a fury, get a ton of shit done, and then kind of get overwhelmed and freak out. Like, you know, is this all going to finally lead to some business?
Correct.
And I actually like those kind of people because they're at least getting stuff done. And then you have the slow methodical types who want to be very cautious and, you know, they're not going to move too far past their comfort zone.
True.
And everybody has different approaches, but, you know, the bottom line is you can't launch the business until you go through all the business startup. You know, you can't. I mean, you got to get the business license and get a business card. You got to do the pieces of the puzzle before. And I highly recommend you do the basics. And, you know, we can talk about what you consider basics. I mean, you got a business license and a business card, you're in business. That's the way I look at it. You got to find a way to collect money from people. And, you know, but some people want to go create all their social media outreach, their, you know, maybe an email campaign, a website, brochures, cards, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's really individual in terms of how much somebody wants to do up front.
It is, but I do look, I'm going to go out front here. I think it is a Maslow hierarchy of needs. I really do think you need to have, you know, your business figured out first, like the name, I would really suggest people get a limited, some form of a limited liability corporation, an LLC, PLLC, or whatever vehicle, you know, and then they strongly consider the coaching malpractice insurance. You know, it's cheap, but just, and then I think, and then having that PLLC and the CPC or whatever your coaching credential is on that card, I think it adds a lot of credibility.
The card itself should be well thought out. I think.
Yeah, this is real business.
It represents you. Mm-hmm. You know, starting with the logo. Mm-hmm. I think you know the logo follows you through all your marketing materials. Everything should be concise, consistent. Right. So it should represent you. It should be a good logo, the name of your business, who you are, and what you do. How to find you. Right. Not too much shit on a business card. I'm not a big fan of that.
Right. But this flies into the face to some of the artist mentality. It's like, hey, I'm going to be playing at this bar Saturday night. I'm going to do an acoustic set. Yeah, well, they're not going to see a band. You know, so some people want it to be about them. Like, yeah, people will come to me because I'm their coach and I'm this visionary, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you know, now you're a self-proprietor. Your liability is wide open and your taxes, theoretically, are wide. You know, now you're going to be just paying taxes out the wazoo, you know what I mean? So
always confer with an accountant too, as you said. Getting a business license has nothing to do with how you set your business up for tax purposes. So I always say, check with your personal accountant.
Yeah, yes, please check with your personal accountant. Don't do this at home. Anyway, yeah, so So, and man, I have an accountant and a good one, and I pay a lot of money, but I get a lot of good advice, and it's really paid for itself bazillion fold over the years, and I'm grateful for that relationship. I also have a relationship with an attorney, again, that has been very important,
mm-hmm. And you may have some questions that come up, right? Legal documents that need perused, yes.
Yep.
And I agree with those, accountant and access to an attorney. Mm-hmm. And so I think where we're at now is we're talking a little bit now about just the pieces of the puzzle, that business startup, you know, that you need to start with a card and a business license, and how are you going to set it up for tax purposes, your bank account, you know, that kind of thing. And then, you know, I think people sometimes forget to find a way to collect money. I love credit cards. I don't know about anybody else. Cash, you know, it's just difficult to manage. I think you got to go to the bank with it. I like simple, so I like credit cards and being able to, you know, I have QuickBooks, Intuit. Other people have different.
There you go.
Square. There's different ways, but you know, if you're going to be in business, you're going to be making money. You need to collect, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And track. So
correct.
I mean, we're helping people, but we're also, you know, creating a business to make money to pay our own bills, right?
Yeah, it is a business, right? I mean, at the end of the day, this is a business. At the end of the day, that's what this is. And if you deviate from that mindset, then you're gonna pay a price for it. So, you need to remember that, because there's going to be people that are going to abuse that privilege. They're going to abuse. Well, at least they do. I get abused all the time. Anyway, you know what I mean? They're gonna miss client, they're gonna miss sessions, or they're not gonna fall through, or they're just gonna test your limits, you know. So you need to, at some point, you know, assert some limits and boundaries, and understand that this is a business thing, and that's where the paperwork and attorneys come in. You know what I mean? I think the expectation is clear, and in order to get my services, you're signing that you understand the terms of service, you know, and so all that's kind of spelled out and talked about on the first session. So anyway, I just want to
throw that out there.
Do your due diligence.
Yeah, and I think when you talked about it, you know, you're setting up a practice, you're setting up a business. It is a business, and a business means that you have services that you provide, that you have a way of getting your name out there, the word out there, so you can be available to people to serve them, and then you collect money in exchange for that. So there is some accounting, there is some you know, business stuff that's involved in this. And a lot of people, especially in the coaching profession, not everybody has a business background, and that's okay, but definitely seek counsel from somebody who does, because you want to make sure you set this up. And I guess what comes to me is in a thoughtful way. You have to be thoughtful about how you set your business up, and Bruce is agreeing, and I agree with you, got to put the pieces of the puzzle together in terms of startup in a thoughtful way before you start doing business, you know. And a lot of people put a lot of time and energy as well into their strategy and vision of who they're actually going to be helping and how they're going to be helping them. And I think that's really a thoughtful thing to do as well. So, you know, you really want to put some time and energy, and it does take time and energy and money. You know, don't be afraid to spend some money to start a business. You know, a lot of people are afraid, like what you were just saying about Facebook, you know, like maybe you could, you know, reach 30,000 people in a month for $200, I think you said. I mean, like, that might be a very wise investment. So don't be afraid to spend some money to do it right. I believe, really good advice. A lot of people are afraid to do that, and they then jump off the cliff, nor get their business off the ground.
Yeah, and then also, once you're in business, I have two office locations. They run on the same lease cycle, and they both went up in rent for the next leasing cycle. And man, that really did a number on me. Crunching the numbers, how much more overhead does this mean? How much less income does this mean for me? And am I going to have to consider a rate increase, and with whom? You know what I mean? And so,
yeah, I'm with you.
These are real-time issues here.
You got to be looking at the numbers, right?
And you know, one thing, do I really need two offices? You know, and I kind of think about that myself. Do I really need that? I mean, I'm just a one-man band here, so what am I doing? But anyway. So, yeah, as you move forward, you know, there's no rest for the weary, folks. You know, once you're doing this business.
Once you go, you got to keep going, right?
Man, you know, and Cindy, I know that you've had some ebbs and flows. If I were to sustain a back injury and I couldn't work, I'd be feeling it. You know what I mean? And I'm very conscious about my practice.
Right.
What I'm saying? If you're not able to get money, you know, if you don't work, you don't get paid, you know, and you know what, if you don't get paid, there's consequences for that in terms of electric, lights, mortgages, payments, or whatever. So
you got to push through it, right? The ups and the downs,
man.
Right?
So,
when you're employed, the paycheck comes, you take time off, you go on medical leave, whatever, personal leave. When you're in business for yourself, you got to prepare and plan for those. And a lot of times people, you know, they don't plan for them. I have conversations too with people where they're trying to decide, you know, you know, you're developing different revenue streams and business, and you're trying to develop different ones, and you're trying to choose which is more important and prioritize. And, you know, a lot of times I have people think through, do the pro and con list, but carry it all the way through. You can't just, because sometimes it sounds fun to do something, right? All these opportunities fly at us. But think about it, you know, what's it going to involve long term? How much time commitment? You got to look at the pain and the, you know, the pain side of something, right? What's the risk?
Right.
What's the reward?
You don't know, and that's why you need to have a mentor or a colleague or a CPA or somebody that can be your accountability partner or something.
Yeah, I think it, because sometimes it is difficult to choose which path, and you know, and once you get successful and, you know, you're in business for a while, because it takes time to build a business, then lots of opportunities will come flying your way, which is a quality problem. And you do have to prioritize and decide, you know, back to that basic coaching question, what do you really want to be spending your time on? What do you really want to be doing? Because, you know, you could get caught up in stuff that, you know, 6 months later you find you know, it's like a noose around your neck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're talking about something that maybe we can have another later date show on, you know, how do you process these things as your business matures and you're growing past what you can handle? The projects and the clients are coming at you faster than you can juggle them. That's a whole different phase, which a lot of people in the startup phase are hoping to get to, but that's another chapter in the life of your business that you're going to have to make some serious decisions and learn to manage, right?
Right.
Exciting stuff. That's you want to be able to get to the place where you've worked through startup, you've implemented a marketing plan, you're getting out there in front of people and doing the business and billing for it and charging for it, and the business is growing, and now you have so many opportunities coming at you that you have to pick and choose.
Right. You know, my experience was, and I think many, I don't know if this was the case for you, but, you know, I started, I did a lot of front end work. the clients started coming in, and then they trickled in a little bit, and then I had like a wave. I had that first wave. I'll never forget that first wave. Man, this is great. This is great. But then at some point that wave calmed down, and then I got a little bit lean in the summer, and then you start to show your ebbs and flows, you know, in your practice. So it's kind of interesting how.
So what do you do with the lean? Do you just go on vacation? That sounds like a good idea to me.
One of them, one of them is that's a time to spend time with family. That's exactly what I did this year, Sandy, and got to see you in the process. So on one of those traditional, a little bit slower, slow weeks.
Because we do have to take time for us. It's not, you know, we can't just be depleted.
Yes. And so, you know, that's when you start planning things, right? Doctor's appointments, you know, the old teeth cleaning, get around to that thing when it's slow. And some of those doctors, those checks and whatnot, those are pesky checks to make sure you don't have cancer and
health
whatnot.
List. Yep. It's on my to-do list. I put the health list. It's like, okay, one thing a week, you know, and then I hope to get to it, right? We don't want to put ourselves last and then end up too busy and overwhelmed. So we have to be thoughtful throughout our business. And one of the things that Bruce and I have been talking about in planning is we know that we have a lot of people we interact with on a daily basis in our businesses, and that really need help and support in marketing and launching businesses and implementing marketing plans and actually what I call getting into action, you know, jumping off the cliff and starting to do it. And so we're going to be putting together some basic classes, seminars on marketing your practice, and we'll keep you abreast of that.
Stay tuned for that, because this is one of those things, you know, folks, that we – you know, it just kind of happened by force. You know, this is the questions we get from our coaches. This is what we're getting from our listeners. This is what I'm getting from the people I work with live here in Texas, in addition to the listeners that I hear back from. So Cindy and I are being responsive to that.
And a lot of people want a group, you know, a group setting, and they want to get together with comrades and colleagues and like-minded people. And
you know, we should have that in Mexico. Remember that place in Mexico? Just kidding. Hit us up, though. We get 15 or 20 of y'all, we'll definitely book the flights to Cancun and use that nice facility in Puerto Morelos.
Yes, I think that's it. We should throw that in the mix. We were thinking about LA, Dallas, and putting together a couple-day program where people can come in, interact, and learn lots of ways to launch and market their business. So all about launching and marketing today, and we will continue to be a service to anybody. We are available to you. I can be reached at 714-943-6206 and at wisdomfoods.com, my website. And Bruce?
I will be. Will continue to be of nuisance to you, Cindy. I like that, of nuisance. No, but seriously, yes, find me Twitter at Cameron Coaches. Don't forget our Facebook page at Concierge Coaches Show. We love to hear from our listeners. My website's conciergecoach.net. And hit up me and Cindy anytime for any advice or feedback, and we'd love to hear from you and be responsive to that. So without further ado, that wraps up another great episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. We'll see you next week. You never know what you're going to get, but we'll be here.
We will. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.